T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from Brennan's in the French Quarter, where Jermaine Bruchard of the New Orleans Saints has joined us on 106.7 The Fan. You mentioned the Redskins front, and they had actually been playing brilliantly before yesterday. Defensive line, they've got Matt Ioannidis, who pushes the pocket, is really strong. Right. 98 has 3 sacks to lead the team.
Right.
You got John Allen, a first-round pick at Alabama, who I thought played okay last night. And then the dude that I'm really excited about, I don't know how often you were across from him or going head-to-head with him, is Daron Payne, who's super strong, sacking 2 straight games. What did you not only think of them last night, but when you watched the film, what did you think of their D-line? Because that is one reason for hope kind of this year for this fan base.
Tough. I mean, they're tough against the run. And then when you watch the two young guys you have in the middle, and like you were saying, Ioannidis, they all do something really well. And the two young guys you have, they're very strong at the point of attack, great with their hands, and they work the edges really well. And like you said, Ioannidis is tough. Like, he fights to push the pocket. And, you know, we have some stout guys in the middle who held their own pretty well last night. And with those three you have, and then the two guys you got on the outside, it's a lethal combo. I mean, you know, we were looking at the film, and, you know, we knew we had a big test in front of us this week. And, you know, we had to do whatever we had to do. The guys up front, you know, for us, they played their behinds off and kept these guys off of Drew. But, you know, we knew the type of the caliber of player they were and what they brought. And, you know, it's all about the whole offense playing as a whole and making sure that, you know, we don't have to hold the ball any longer. And our specialists did that last night.
That offense, or your offense, is excellent. You guys score and move the ball against everybody. Doesn't matter who lines up, especially in that building. It's a track meet.
Right.
So my question is, what did you see when you're looking at film against the Redskins? You mentioned they're stout up front. Did you know that you'd have guys running free to the point of exhaustion because they had to run so far and run with the football after the catch for so many yards? You guys have to catch up and get ready for, you know, extra points after some of these big gains? In all sincerity, what did you see that said, we're going to have some strike opportunities here against the Redskins?
Well, we knew if we wanted to be successful last night, first and second down was going to be big for us. And we couldn't – I don't think we had any negative – run plays, and we were always ahead of the sticks last night. Mm-hmm. And we knew if we did get behind on the sticks, or if we did get in a situation where it was 3rd and 7+, you know, they can get a little bit more exotic. They can pin their ears back and things like that. So it was just about making sure that on 1st and 2nd down, we took advantage of those opportunities, and we stayed, like I said earlier, we stayed ahead so we could, you know, not just look at one side of the play call sheet. You know, Sean can open up his play calling ability, you know, when it's 3rd and 5 or less, or 3rd and 4, and, you know, you don't really know how we're going to strike next, whether it's screen, whether it's dropping back, whether it's, you know, a little power play or something like that. You know, we just had more options.
I would think by being one of the offensive linemen who helped Drew Brees to break his all-time passing record last night, I would think a quality present of some type is in order,
gift.
Right?
A gift.
What are we thinking? Do we make the demands?
The best present that he could ever give us is continuing to just be the leader that he is and getting that ball out like he's been doing. I mean, as an offensive lineman, don't really take much to please us. You know, he's just the work that he puts in, man. That's all we need. You know, just keep leading us.
But I do feel like he's famous for like giving cool things to linemen.
Oh, he's definitely. Like,
what kind of things over the years has he hooked you with?
I think our first trip to Mexico, to the Bahamas.
Oh, really?
Got a really nice timepiece from him. Yeah, you know, we've definitely had some great experiences on from
something's
Drew.
Coming. Yeah.
Production's a great present, but so is a boat. You know what I mean? Like, so is something you could drive here in. I'm just saying. That's a big record that was set. I want to go to Sean Payton quickly. From afar, I've always kind of been jealous of the operation down here because I view him as one of the geniuses in the sport. Right. I think that dude's the smartest guy in the room every time he goes into a room. Yep. Can you speak to his acumen as an offensive mind, as a play caller, as a designer? It's almost like there are too many weapons to choose from at times.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I mean, he puts in a lot of work every day. You know, I get the I get a little bit of the rundown of the work that they put into on a daily. And, you know, he's up early. He's up all night long trying to figure out the perfect plays for us, what's going to put us in the best position. And the great thing about Sean and Drew, they work hand in hand. I mean, you know, they kind of know what each other is thinking in certain situations. You know, they can, it's weird, they can kind of like finish each other's sentences. I guess if you get the analogy I'm trying to say, like they are always on the same page, whether short yardage, third down. And he likes things to get done the way that he wants them done. And if it's not right, just like he did to us a couple times this week, we got to start the period over because it's not good enough. And that's what he demands from his players, from the organization. So, you know, when you have a coach like that, you know what you're getting yourself into on a daily.
Jermon, it's been a heck of a run. A dozen years in the NFL. I still remember.
It's cool, man.
You're sitting in my house playing Madden graduation night back in KG.
Yes.
A long time ago now. Have you thought back on your career? I don't want to use the word unlikely, but just how amazing it was. I mean, when you were at Towson, I don't know how many people would have said you'd have been in the National Football League for a decade.
Yeah, I'd probably be lying to you if I thought that, you know, if I would have told you that from King George, I would see myself where I am today. But life, you know, throws people your way, and I've had some people who've had quite an impact on me or just who've changed my mindset along the way, and that happened in college. And, you know, we're able to continue to keep writing this book. You know, it's not done yet. I've been having fun trying to enjoy the grind. You know, as being a 12-year, you know, offensive lineman in the NFL, it can be, you know, it can be tough on you physically, sometimes mentally, and definitely emotionally if you're not winning the games or having the personal success that you want to have. But we're still here. We're still trying to find a way to help out and accomplish the goals that we have in front of us. And we're just going to continue to keep doing that. And to be honest with you, I really haven't looked back on it too. I have, but then I haven't really put too much thought of, you know, where I've come from. You know, I just want to continue to keep looking at what's in front of me. You know, I know coming from King George County, Virginia, to being, you know, where I am today is a big deal. And I want to continue to just try to inspire people to go out and fight for, you know, fight for what you want.
That's how you get to be the Grand Marshal right there.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Former like, Grand Marshal.
They don't just hand that out willy-nilly to who's available that day.
King George Fall Festival is a big deal.
It is a big deal. What are you doing for the bye week, man?
Not much. You know, I have a wife who's, you know, who's pregnant here.
Yes, and congrats.
She's not going to let me get away from her for too long. You know, but, you know, we're at the end of we're towards the end of the pregnancy, so, you know, I'm just here. You know, I'll be enjoying my kids, and, you know, my son has a flag football practice tonight. It was supposed to be yesterday, but, you know, we had other things.
Was there a conflict? A scheduling conflict of some kind?
Yeah, you know, I think we had something to do last night.
Okay. It's like I would make it, but we've got to put up 50 points on this visiting team.
Luckily, they didn't. Luckily, they were like, you know, these guys, they don't need to have 50 scored against them, so we'll just stop playing. Let's do that. Jermon, it was fun for you last night and not as fun for us, but always enjoy watching you play and win football games. Thanks for hopping on with us, buddy.
I appreciate you guys having me, man.
Thank you, bud.
Jermon Bushrod, pride of King George High School and a former Grand Marshal.
The Grand Marshal's here, everybody.
Of the Fall Festival.
Tiss has to sleep 20 feet away.
We're going to break down the Redskins' offensive performance next hour. Alex Smith had a night to forget. What went wrong on The Fan coming up?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.